Vanessa, you had a chance to address the students going on the tour of Novus today. What message did you try to get to them?
That science is fun and it can lead to great opportunities, not necessarily where you think in the beginning. Like, I wasn't stuck in a lab for years and years, although I was there 6 years and gave me a good foundation, but I've branched out and moved into a sales role now, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I know you really stressed to the group how you progressed with the company. You started out at one job and ended up at another. How do they need to prepare now in school to be able to do something like that later on? Or is it just being able to be aware that that could be a possibility later on? Is that what they need to know?
I think you get a good foundation background in your science so that you understand the technical side of the business, but you just be adaptable and versatile. And when there's opportunities, you jump and move forward and go with the flow. That's what life in general is about to me.
What do you hope that the students are able to walk away with, not just touring Novus, but I know they're also going to Monsanto and Pfizer. What do you hope that they learn from an experience like this?
Excitement in science, that you could start with a science degree, but there's so much more out there, so many places to go and so much to see and do. It's been really fun for me.
Excellent. Vanessa, anything else that you want to add that our audience should understand about what you're doing here at Novus and what you're trying to impart to these graduates, undergraduate students who are coming in?
Just whatever you end up doing, get a hold of it and love what you do. We're feeding the world wholesome, nutritious food, and it's great. It's a very admirable thing to do, so I feel good about what we do here.
You know, I know last night one of the things that they said at the reception was while it was important to have the degrees and certain skills, you really had to have a passion for what you were doing. You have to have a passion for agriculture. You obviously do, and I guess that's what you want these students to have as well.
Absolutely. I was a four-year FFA member in high school, so I understand agriculture very well and how it supports people in the Corn Belt. That's where I'm from. So, yes, you have to have a passion for it and love what you do.